Arvo's on Double J
with Tim Shiel.
When we left South Sudan, we left South Sudan because of war. And also we left it also because we need to come here to entertain people, and we decided to seek asylum here because the place for war not good for the musician.
What was it that changed that made you decide, now I'm ready in Australia to make music again and start working towards this new album?
Thank you very much for the question. For sure, when we came here, we decided to do the work we did in back home, because if you go to another country, you don't need to see the work that people do in that country you win. You need to use your skill when you came, what you are doing from the back home when you grow up. Then this is what will match with the people, and then this is what will go also together with your career in the country you come. That time when we came, and then we see it like we need to do the work. We don't need to keep quiet in the house. It's very hard also to go to school like Paul. Paul cannot go to school and get a job. We don't have money to pay, because if you are not a resident that time, you don't pay money, and then you're not getting a school to get a good certificate that can make you to make money or to work in a country. When I came here, I joined some of classes in Asylum Seeker Resource Center. Then I tried to improve my English a little bit. Even now I'm still, but I know it a little bit. And then I composed the song. Stand up and clap your hand, don't keep quiet, move your body, come up here. And then I mean to show myself to the people that they will know that I love them, and I will know they love when they're shouting and clap their hand and enjoy the music and dancing. So we composed that song.
Stand up and clap your hand, stand up. Stand up and clap your hand, stand up. Stand up and clap your hand. Don't keep quiet, move your body, come up here. On a stage with your partner, you can dance now. Show us your style, give us your attention. Listen what we're gonna say, we love you again. Music here is very serious, going to stay blind. Come forward, yeah.
When we did it, we played everywhere, and then the song became a winner. Every time when I play all the songs, and then the audience used to request it. They told me, "Gordon, we need you to stand up, play it." And then I played. I see like my English has come good, and then I decided to compose another song. Decided to compose another song that called Asylum Seeker Songs. Then when I compose it, I mean to comfort all the people to be comfortable when they wait for their permanent residences. Like now I'm waiting, and then I get it, which is good. And then I comfort them. And then I teach the band with it, and then the band enjoy it. And then until we start to decide to record the 8 songs in our album, and then the music become good here in Australia, like what I did back home.
the energy of your performances is so amazing. I had the chance to see you play for the first time late last year at Big Sound Festival in Brisbane, and it was just incredible. There's so much joy in the music, and it's obvious talking to you that joy comes from within the two of you. Have Australian audiences been different in any way to audiences at home in South Sudan? Has it been a little bit different in some ways, or is that joy kind of more universal, do you think?
It's really very nice. So thank you for this question. For the what I see, audience, they are the one. But I have my different style, I think, with from the whole musician, because if I went to stage and take my tune, it make me very, very wide. Like when I play, it make my mind to give me the big energy. And then I used to entertain the audience before I didn't start the song. I tell them, I want you to dance, and I want you to enjoy the music and come up, and also anyone will come with his partner and enjoy the music. And I used to talk to them like that, and then they will know that this one I will do later. it will be very nice. And then they will make themselves.
Just tell them.
Yeah.
Just tell them. If they're not feeling joy, just tell them. Come on, get it together. Yeah. Get up and dance.
When I do it like that, and then people, they make themselves ready. When I started, they're shouting, they come up. And then I didn't get it different from back home and here, because I see them like they always love the music. But the good thing is the music is a friend to everyone. Back home there, they understand what the meaning of all songs. That is a different. But here, the audience, they enjoy the music, okay? Even though they don't know the meaning of the song. So these are the different I see. But the moral is one, you know? So when music touches you and go inside to your soul, so even your soul will dance. You see? So because, you know, it's something in fact you make you to have a energy. You know, you don't know where the energy come from, but come from music, you know, because music have a energy. So the energy is one, the participation is one, but the difference is the meaning of the songs. This is how I see it. When it come to English, you know, you see them, you know, they jump, you know, but they understand and they know the meaning. So they jump and they shout. You know, when they shout, God and also get energy. The better one get energy in the band. So we get energy and then our band go up. Because, you know, when you see your audience or, you know, or your friend is there dancing and enjoy whatever you are doing. So and then you have more power.
Gordon, you mentioned your instrument, the tum. How long have you been playing that for? Have you been playing that pretty much your whole life? It's such an important part of all of your music. It's alongside you constantly in every song, in every recording. How long has it been part of your life?
That's true. Thank you for the question. All Nuer, they've been playing it for a long time. Because the Hentian Nuer, this is an instrument they love. They play in when the eldest people, the men, they play in it very well that time. And then when I was born blind, and then I used to know something when I touch it. When I grow up, if I listen something, and then that one, I will put my mind to know it. And then I used to ask people, because I get this word from their relative, the family who was born me, they told me, you are different to other people, my son. We need you to know something. But if you know, you need to know something, ask people, and they will tell you, this one is this, this one is mean, this one is this. And then I use that skill when I want to know something, and then I use to ask. And then if I ask, and they tell me, and then I ask them to touch it. If I hear the drums, and then Paul and my second brother, they used to take me to where the drum is, and then I used to try to play them. When I tried them, I loved them, and I played them well. From that time, and then Tom come up from the man, his name Luca, my cousin. He played very well. He know it. He teach himself wherever, I don't know. When he played, it make me, I get a feeling. Very good feeling. I love Tom very well. And then I asked Paul, can I try that tune? When I hear it, it's really nice. I need to touch it. And then he asked Luca, God, I need to try that one. And then Luca brought it to me. And then when I tried it, I checked the string. And then I loved it. I loved it very well. And then I tell him, how can I play? The Luca put my hand there. When he put my hand there, I teach myself. When I play, he tell me the smaller string and the big strings. When I play them, I understand the way. And then I tell him, can you play it again? And then I will put my tension there. And then he played, and then I shake the string when he played. I know there's a small song and the middle song and the last song, and then I understand it. Nobody teach me a lot with it. I learned it for 1 month, and then I put my mind there, I know it. And then and I learned it very well, and then I put one string again. They become a sixth string. And that time when they played for five string, and then I put the one because it will bring a lot of sound, like a organ and a guitar. And then when Paul took me to churches, to church where the Presbyterian is, and then I tell them I will play my tune with you together. They told me, you will know the songs. I said I will learn them when you teach yourself. And then we used to did the practice with them together until I know the song of the churches. And then I decided to compose a gospel songs. I composed a lot of gospel songs, 300 songs. On that time, I teach them with them. And then when they know them, they play it with their instrument and my strum together. And then the song become a professional until I decided to compose my own songs. The music song, cultural, love, peace, and all this, I compose a lot. So the tune was been with me together from 1988 up to now. We did it.
Well, it's such a beautiful sound. Congratulations on the new album. It's such a beautiful message and such a worthy story, I think, for all Australians to learn. And I think I could speak for a lot of Double J listeners when I say that we're very proud to have you in our country, Gordon and Paul, both of you. But I just wanted to ask. I know that Gordon, your wife and daughters are still in South Sudan, right? Have you, now that you've got a permanent residency status last year, has it become a little easier for you to get them to come and join you here?
It's very difficult to come here. They are not now in South Sudan because when the war broke in, and then they ran from South Sudan to Uganda. The time we moved from Canada, we met them in Uganda and we told them, be in a camp until we get our resident there in Australia. When we get it, then if we play the music very well and we get money, and then we will buy the ticket for you, and then you will come where we are. They are now waiting for us for all long time, waiting for us until we get money, we buy their ticket, and they will come here. It's a very hard situation. The good thing is we are a musician. If we are not a musician, we can stress a lot. We put our mind to music, and we pray God a lot to ask him about the children, because children now, there's no father there, and then God will be their father until they come here also. It will be their father here. They are there in Uganda.
Well, Gordon, I guess thank you so much for sharing so much joy and so much and a message of unity when, you know, your own family is not able to be united. It's such a generous and amazing thing that you are doing with your music. So thank you so much for doing that. And I really hope that you can be together as soon as possible. Be God together again.
God is great.
I hear a song come on, the jukebox.
Music makes you.
And I said, who, what, wait, who is this? And I was hooked.
There's the lasers, the dry ice, Townsend's doing the windmill. I'm 15 feet from, like, Keith Moon. And it was absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it just opened this whole world that I'd never had any notion of before.
Double J.